You're listening to SBS News.
Democratic nominee Joe Biden has recorded the highest number of popular votes for a presidential candidate in American history, even beating Barack Obama. Joe Biden told supporters it's a clear win for the democratic process.
Democracy is the heartbeat of this nation. Just as it has been the heartbeat of this nation for two centuries. And even in the face of a pandemic, more Americans voted this election than ever before in American history. Over 150 million people cast their votes. I think that's just extraordinary. And if we had any doubts, we shouldn't have any longer, about a government of, by, and for the people. It's very much alive in America.
Mr. Biden's campaign manager, Jen O'Malley-Dillon, says he may have a clear winning result sometime today.
We have already won Wisconsin. Joe Biden is winning by roughly 21,000 votes, and there are only a few votes outstanding. We're only seeing two counties, Pierce and Richland, and they have just a few numbers of precincts outstanding there, which account for around 5,000 votes. So Trump would need four times that to overtake our lead. We believe that this state can be called this morning for the vice president. In Nevada, we expect to win this race. We are already in the lead.
While the popular vote is one barometer, it's the Electoral College tally that will determine the final result. And Joe Biden believes he's on track to get the 270 Electoral College votes required for victory. Multiple US television networks say Mr. Biden has won the state of Michigan, which would greatly improve his chances. If he can secure both Arizona and Nevada, he doesn't need Pennsylvania, where he's trailing Donald Trump. Mr. Biden says he's confident he'll have the necessary Electoral College votes for a victory.
Now, after a long night of counting, it's clear that we're winning enough states to reach 270 electoral votes needed to win the presidency. I'm not here to declare that we've won, but I am here to report that when the count is finished, we believe we will be the winners.
Mr. Trump's campaign manager has demanded a recount in Wisconsin. Ostensibly speaking to supporters, Joe Biden took a decidedly presidential tone in sending his message of unity to the entire country.
I know how deep and hard the opposing views are in our country on so many things. But I also know this as well. To make progress, we have to stop treating our opponents as enemies. We are not enemies. What brings us together as Americans is so much stronger than anything that can tear us apart.
And explaining the office of president should be nonpartisan, he pledged to work for all Americans.
I will work as hard for those who didn't vote for me as I will for those who did vote for me. Now, every vote must be counted. No one's going to take our democracy away from us. Not now, not ever. America's come too far. America's fought too many battles. America's endured too much to ever let that happen. We, the people, will not be silenced. We, the people, will not be bullied. We, the people, will not surrender.
Millions of outstanding ballots are still to be counted over the coming days, most of them projected to be from Democratic-heavy areas and mail-in votes. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.